greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I just got in the car and I am headed to my class that I start tonight at the local community college, continuing adult education. And I'm kind of nervous, full of anxiety, because going to school, you flash back to the first day of school and making new friends and kind of being, you know, looking stupid. But as I was walking out, I got a text from Shoshana Brown, and she asked how my man-child is doing. And man-child will be home for permanent residency probably no later than October 18th. He got tired of living in Texas. It's expensive, it's hot, and basically he felt like he was not able to save money, and he kind of figured it'd be best to move back home. And it took him a year to actually decide, because he kept saying to us, you know, people are gonna think I'm a failure and that I couldn't make it in Texas, blah blah blah. And we both said, no, it's not that you failed, you just are wanting to start a new chapter in your life. And he has a new girlfriend now. She lives in a suburb of Chicago, real close to, you know, downtown. But it's more on the south. Well, actually, she lives like really super close to the richest part of the city. Come on, people. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Traffic is really bad right now because it's like 5:30 and my class starts at 6. And I happen to live really close to a really busy, oh God, intersection. And then the next busy intersection is a roundabout, and our city has 3 of them, and nobody knows how to use these things. And I think it's really funny that they put it in here thinking that it would loosen up traffic. It has caused more accidents than it taking out the lights, I think. But anyway, the man-child, he's going to be home. He's already rented the U-Haul. He rented that last month. And has gotten a job already here in town, working at our airport. We have a tiny little airport because we're close to O'Hare and Midway in Chicago, and I think it's smaller than Midway, so. But he's got a job there working for one of the airlines as a mechanic. Not as an airplane mechanic, but as the mechanic who does everything else. And then he's thinking about furthering his education. He was interested in doing law enforcement because that's what our family does here in my town. But because of all the goings on and him being in Dallas at the time when the bombings, that bombing went off, I think he was hit kind of hard. And then there was a coworker that is from Jamaica, and he was spewing all this like hate, and my really angry that his company didn't reprimand this non-American, didn't do anything disciplinary-wise, you know, when he was spewing his hate about cops. And, you know, we told him, I said, man, that's just so wrong right there. But I don't want to get into that too much. Like I said, he's coming home, and he'll be home with his dog that he took down there. She's going to be, let's see, he'll be 14 in March of next year, because he'll be 24, so he'll be 14, or she'll be 14, and she can no longer hear, and she suffers anxiety issues because when he was down there, he worked all the time, and basically she was in the apartment by herself, and now I think in her old age, she's got separation anxiety, whereas before she never had it. And I think him bringing her back and us having our old decrepit dog that we adopted last year, I think that'll help her. I think they'll help each other. They didn't like each other. They're like, ugh, you're over there, I'm over here. but I think they'll get along. All right, I hope. I think our dog is a little more timid when it comes to other dogs. She's been here twice to visit, and it just, our dog was kind of like, make her go away. And I remember I was saying this last year, trying to downsize and get rid of stuff. We did sell our sectional last weekend, did sell the patio furniture, because we know that, you know, he's bringing his sofa and his little cafe set, bistro set, and what else, all his other extra stuff. And I don't know when our house got so small. I've said this several times. I don't know when our house has gotten so small that we're had so much shit. And what else? I am getting ready. Monday, I'm driving into the Shy to go to a concert. Hopefully, we'll get in because it's on the down low. It's a free concert. And it's basically, you know, first come, first serve. Driving into the Shy during rush hour is going to be insane. And I'm kind of dreading it. And then having to drive back, kind of dreading it. And what else? I'm trying to think. Yeah, the man child. Yeah, he's kind of decided that if he can further his education in the with the airline and do the classes for the mechanics part of, you know, working on their planes, then he will do that, because he said they make more money than cops and they don't get dirty. They don't. I mean, it's a great job, what I've been told. And I said, yes, because you need that job, because he's going to take care of me in my old age. And we joke, and he's like, no, I'm going to stick you in a home. And then, my beloved, there's some things going on at his work with the union, and he might have to retire next year. Hopefully. I don't know. I don't know. It kind of scares me, but it kind of doesn't. And, you know, I never really planned for the future. I never really gave it much thought of, you know, am I going to be around? What do I need to do? Kind of thing.